This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com, join their team. Thanks to Byron Kerr for that breaking news. Jonathan Allen signs a deal with the Minnesota Vikings. That is his new home. 3 years, $60 million. Now, again, you always look at the guaranteed money here because you can't always believe the number at the end of the deal. You need to see how much is guaranteed for Jonathan Allen, but good for him.
That's a lot of money.
Good soldier.
What did he get? What was the number?
Three years, $60 million with the Minnesota Vikings.
Good for him, man.
So he obviously had a market. He was released here. The Commanders could not find a trade partner, so they let him go prior to free agency, and he lands a deal with a team that, didn't they win 14 games last year? I think the Vikings won 14 or 15 games in the regular season. So
they have a pretty good defense.
He lands with an NFC competitor that flamed out in the playoffs in the loss to the Rams. But good landing spot for him. Happy for him. He was always good to us over the years here in D.C. Was a regular guest on this show for at least one season, maybe one season plus.
That's Brian Flores as the defensive coordinator in Minnesota.
Yep.
So they clearly valued him. I mean, when we were talking about Kinlaw earlier, and I said cheaper, younger, heavier.
Right.
Definitely cheaper. Mm-hmm. I mean, they gave 3 years, 45 to Kinlaw, and John Allen gets 3 years, $60 million. You're right about the guarantees and all that sort of thing. So, yeah, good for him. We root for him. Good dude. Good dude.
Always and a nice guy.
Unfortunately, he was here and one of the team leaders and one of the most productive players, you know, making the Pro Bowl and all that stuff when they sucked.
And hopefully we can
And then he finally got, you know, to be part of a winning team this year, and then he gets bounced out.
Hopefully once he gets settled in Minnesota, maybe we can reach out to him and book him as a guest at some point to talk about his release from the Commanders and him signing with the Vikings. So we wanted to get into the 10 players that are highest ranked on Pete Prisco's list on CBSSports.com.
I'm going to tell you if I'm interested or not, Cakes.
As far as free agents go, maybe you guys can pull up the list as well because my computer seems to have frozen on the top two names on this list.
All right, hold on.
Now, the top two names you're not going to be interested in because the top two names on Prisco's list on CBSSports.com are both quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers is atop his list, and Russell Wilson comes in at number two. So the Commanders aren't going to be in on either of those guys because they're both looking, obviously, for either starting positions or, I mean, Rodgers could be a backup somewhere where he could ascend and take over for somebody who has the number one spot heading into the season.
All I see is his top 100 free agents. I'm on Pete Prisco.
One of the guys off the board that Prisco had on the list, that everybody had on the list, is Javon Holland. He has just been signed by the New York Giants.
Okay, so that must have just happened.
This is happening fast, But they're going to have to look at the guys who are left in the secondary.
Right.
You know, Ward has been signed. The DJ Reed got signed. Mm-hmm.
Now, an interesting
you know, some
name.
Of the biggest names that were out there in the secondary have been signed already.
Now, unless this guy just got plucked, he's on Prisco's list as well. And the way these signings are going, maybe it's already happened. Justin Reed, the safety from the Chiefs, comes in at number 5 on his list. He's been with the Chiefs over the past 4 years. Hard-hitting safety, capable of making plays all over the field. In 2023, he recorded 95 tackles, 3 sacks, a forced fumble, and a pick while helping the Chiefs become the first team in nearly 20 years to win back-to-back Super Bowls. So with the departure of Chin, maybe Reed is a guy, if they can get the deal done and the numbers work, where the Commanders might be interested. Like, you might be shopping for him at some point today, but I'm guessing other teams will be in the mix as well.
Makes sense. I mean, there's a need there, Cakes.
Number 6 on the list, Rico Dowdle, running back for the Dallas Cowboys. For some reason, the Cowboys haven't re-signed him yet. They're letting him hit free agency. Former undrafted rookie. He won the starting job last year. I remember they were shuffling between him and at least one other running back. He kind of took a stranglehold on the position. He averaged 4.6 yards per carry.
Was he an undrafted rookie last year?
He's been in the league, I want to say, 2 or 3 years.
All right, so Quinn knows him.
Quinn has to know him.
Yeah.
He's been on that roster for, I think, at least 2 seasons. I'd have to pull up his game logs. But, I mean, he could be a fit if you're looking to upgrade your running back room. So I'm sure that's a guy that is on Adam Peters' radar. This guy's kind of intriguing, but Peters made a big splash, obviously, yesterday with Tunsil. What do you think about Mekhi Becton, guard from the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, he's still young, right? He's only 26, I think.
26 years old, yep.
Yeah. I like it. Anything to bolster the O-line, I'm all about.
He's a name even after Tunsil that is still being linked to the Commanders, at least online on Twitter. People are speculating that they could get involved with him.
I like it. I like it.
I don't think
would he be too expensive at this point, or do you think they still have enough money that they could throw at a guard?
I pulled
because they're already paying Cosme a lot.
Yep,
they're clearly going to be paying Tunsil a lot. Biotis is just kind of a reasonable deal. I'm just saying, are you going to throw that much money at another guy versus trying to upgrade in the draft?
I'm
like at some point, you got to upgrade with your draft picks, right? I get it. It's a luxury. I think the more pressing need. Is it safety now that you've lost Chin? Mm-hmm.
Can't you also pick up a safety?
Look,
Becton's
a guard.
Sure.
Cosme is entrenched in his spot. And you guys were just talking about Coleman moving to the inside to play guard. Now, maybe they move him to tackle. I don't know.
Moving to tackle.
But I think that's a luxury that you don't have to attack with a free agency pickup
like
that's going to cost a lot.
I don't know if there's too much. Big offensive line.
Howie Roseman said as much at the combine.
Yeah.
He's like, I can never draft enough defensive lineman and offensive lineman.
Yeah, but this isn't draft. You're talking about picking them up in free agency. I would pass on Becton or a guard in free agency that's going to cost a lot. I don't know what his price tag is going to be, but his deal before was like 4 years, $20 million. I'm sure he's going to make a lot more than that.
I would probably at least double that.
Yeah, he's going to make a lot more than that.
With the salary
I would pass on that, but I would be interested in a safety.
All right.
So Holland's off the board, though, which is surprising.
I would, for the record, be psyched if they made a deal for him. More than even Dowdle, who like kind of jumps out at you, the 4.6 yards per carry.
Mm-hmm. Number 8 on this list is Tevin Jenkins. He's a guard. He was drafted by the Bears. According to Prisco, things didn't necessarily pan out. In Chicago, like Becton, Jenkins' play has improved after transitioning from tackle to guard.
Mm-hmm.
He's also young. He's 27, and I like this part about him. He's got 40 starts already under his belt. So he's an experienced guy. He's under 30. He's well under 30, and maybe he's a slightly distressed asset that you don't have to pay top market money to. I wouldn't hate that.
Yeah, I'd be fine with it. I defer to the guys again, their knowledge. I do want to see, especially losing Cornelius Lucas. I do want to see them continue to bolster the O-line. I'm not going to act like I'm some expert, and I know the difference between Mekhi Becton and Tevin Jenkins. I defer to those guys.
Looks like the Commanders have about $35 million to spend still in the free agency. Now, they're not going to spend all that money, and that number was much higher a couple of days ago. It was like in the mid-70s. Mm. So they've taken a big chunk out of that number. Number 10 on Prisco's list is Rasul Douglas, corner for the Eagles. So maybe, again, you can poach from the Eagles, improve your team. He used to play for the Packers as well. It says Douglas is a good fit for teams that like to play zone.
What do you think their biggest need is now? So you've upgraded the offensive line with Tunsil. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You've upgraded your defensive line with Kinlaw. I think it's the secondary, clearly.
You
brought back Wagner, so your linebackers, Wagner and Luvu, are set for this season. You could draft the linebacker of the future. I mean, that's drafting. I don't know about trading for somebody. If you want to trade somebody who's young, I wouldn't go linebacker. I would go preferably safety.
I always think
wouldn't hate bringing in a corner.
I think corner is always more important than safety.
Yeah, but you just lost Chin, who was he was the second leading tackle.
I just feel like it's easier to replace a safety than it is to find a stud corner.
I still think they have a gaping hole to set the edge defensively and pass rush.
That's true too, but I don't know if those guys are floating around in free agency. Those guys just don't.
They might not tend
to reach the market.
Might have to make another trade.
Like I don't think there's like a fire breathing pass rusher that you can bring in that's going to make $12 to $15 million. Like I just don't.
I don't know.
I don't know if that guy is even out there.
Most people ridicule this free agency class.
Well, edge defenders, I mean, Khalil Mack re-signed. So he re-signed. Mm-hmm. The people that we talked about before, yep. 1 year, $18 million.
Mm-hmm. Who gave him that?
The Chargers.
So he re-signed with the Chargers. Josh Sweat signed with the Cardinals, got 4 years, $76.4 million.
Nice, I would have liked
nice
to have
payday
had him.
There.
Hassan Reddick ended up in Tampa. You know, the guys who are still available all have big question marks. You got Von Miller. Old, probably washed. Za'Darius Smith, he's starting to bounce around the league. Joey Bosa, I saw that.
I kicked the tires on Bosa for cheap.
Bosa apparently is down to two teams. One of them is the 49ers, so he might want to join his brother. And I forget the other team. Might have been
the Dolphins.
There you go. DeMarcus Lawrence is available. The Cowboys.
I'm interested.
Preston Smith, EB. You want a reunion? Bring him back.
5 years ago, maybe.
I mean, I
didn't mind him when he was
if
here.
If I'm Adam Peters, I might call Za'Darius Smith's agent. He had 9 sacks last year. He's a little long in the tooth, but...
How old is he?
He was born in 92, so that's 8. He's like 33.
By the way, Dante Fowler Jr. could come back. I know that he's unhappy, but at some point, they might say, look, you're unhappy and felt disrespected, and this is a speculation, because we gave you this offer. Right, so he felt the level of disrespect, took to social media and put it out there. But he might be like, you know what? Yeah. That's the best offer I'm going to get.
If he's getting crickets elsewhere,
right?
Like if you're Adam Peters, I think Fowler came in last year on like a 1 year, $3.5 or $4 million deal. If you're Peters and you see that he's getting no offers, and you call him back up and say, hey, let's kick this can down the road. We'll give you 1 year. We'll double your salary. Well, $8 million.
Mm. Well, you might not have to up your offer. My speculation is they might have said they might have said this. They might have said this.
Yeah. Let me see the offer. I'll tell you.
They might have said this.
Yeah.
Okay. Five guaranteed. Okay.
Can you write? I mean,
I can't. So they might have said this. And he said, I feel disrespected.
2 years, $8 million, $5 million guaranteed. Yeah, if I'm Dante Fowler and I have double digit sacks, I'm probably crumpling this up and throwing it back in your face.
Okay, but he might be running back to you.
He could be.
Might be running back to you because all the top guys have signed. So, yeah, I agree with the EB. I kind of forgot about Edge. They need, Kinlaw is going to be this elephant edge, whatever, but they need somebody who's going to have to rush the passer. So, I don't know. It would be like looking at these names. You've got kind of the reclamation projects. I mean, I don't know if you call it a reclamation projects, but older guys who are leaving their teams for whatever reason, including Von Miller, Za'Darius Smith, and Bosa. You got DeMarcus Lawrence out there, the Cowboys.
Right.
That would be pricey. And then you could have your Preston Smith reunion. So I think Preston Smith's been pretty productive.
He has, but he's got to be up there now. What is he? He's got to be 31, 32 at this point,
easily.
Right?
Easily.
I would think I feel like he's been around forever.
He's been in the league a long time.
And he's done a lot with Green Bay. I'm not saying he's not been productive. I mean, I guess if you want to steal him for a year, but is Chase still out there? I'm just curious.
Chase got signed for a lot of money.
He got a nice deal. Three years, 51
by the way, Preston Smith was in Pittsburgh last year.
Wow.
He got traded to Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh.
So he ended with Pittsburgh, and he only ended the year with 4.5 sacks on the season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the season before that, he had 8 sacks. And this, basically, if you looked at his final 3 years in Green Bay, 9 sacks, 8.5 sacks, 8 sacks.
Right.
The Saints are paying
off. But he might be a combination guy who is, can give you some pass rush and better against the run than somebody like Dante Fowler Jr. And in terms of his age, he's born in 92. So, 32 years old.
The Saints like to pay a lot, overpay actually, for quarterback pressures instead of quarterback sacks. Because that's apparently what Chase Young excels at.
All right. But if you pressure and he makes a bad throw.
So he's pressuring the quarterback.
I mean, there is something said for pressures.
Sure.
We do like the pressure statistic.
He signed for 3 years, $51 million, can make up to $57 million if he hits all of his incentives.
I mean, let me just
incentives.
Be outrageous. What if you had 30 pressures? I mean, I'm literally just pulling numbers out of my butt.
Yeah.
30 pressures and only 5 sacks, or you had 10 sacks and like 15 pressures.
I want the sacks. To me, they're more impactful.
I might want the 30 pressures.
Not if me. The 30 pressures.
You know who disagrees with Cakes? Bill Belichick.
Okay.
He always said pressure is more important.
You're acting like he's some sort of renowned defensive mind or something. Maybe,
only the GOAT. He always likes it more than sacks because pressures force you into turnovers and
that's exactly what I said.
And throw an interception.
I would guess sacks also force you into turnovers as well. Like guys,
if you fumble it,
guys fumble the ball when they get sacked, strip sacks.
Right,
it's more rare.
Right,
okay.
It's just questionable sometimes how they gather. It's questionable sometimes how they gather that pressure statistic. Because sometimes you'll watch a game and they're like, oh, I had 5 pressures, and you're like, he didn't even really notice it.
I know what status.
Sometimes pressures lead into big plays by the other team.
I know what.
I like pressure
sacks. Nobody cares about quarterback pressures. Nobody. Bill Belichick, apparently.
I do like pressures.
I like sacks.
I like to see a guy pressure my quarterback.
Sacks greater than
pressure their quarterback,
pressures.
And then maybe they'll make a bad throw. Of course.
Usually they correlate. Like the truth is, usually the guys who have the most pressures have the most sacks. Chase Young is like a statistical anomaly that he gets pressures and never sacks the quarterback.
You keep rewarding the guy that gets close. Rewarding the guy
that gets
there.
There might be something to the notion that sacks maybe are slightly overrated.
It's
sometimes
it's
because
causing
sometimes
havoc, Kate.
Yes, it's causing havoc.
Okay.
Get him out of rhythm, make him bad throws or three and outs over and over and over again.
Yeah. I don't know.
Playing the long game.
You tell me. I have no idea. How many times did we literally don't know. You could say 20 and I'll be embarrassed. How many times did we sack Jared Goff? I don't know. But we sort of pressured him a lot into a lot of interceptions in that playoff game.
Sure.
Right? So, I like pressures.
Okay.
I like sacks too.
Sure.
I like pressures.
I like them both, but I sacks more.
I think if we put our heads together as Adam Peters, we're the three-headed monster GM.
Okay.
We're looking at...
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Secondary.
Yep.
And we're looking at edge.
Or corner. Yeah, I like all those ideas.
And then we're kind of looking at a guard. I would wait to the draft.
I don't mind getting a discounted day 2 free agent guard with 40 starts or guy that moved from tackle to guard, a versatile guy could play both positions. I'm all about it. I want to have a better offensive line to protect Jaden and to create some better holes for B-Rob if we got a guy like him. still back there.
Coming up later in the show at 9:45, Joe Beninati, play-by-play voice for the Caps. He'll join us to talk about their upcoming West Coast road trip.